What's up, Will and Grace fans? Some reoccurring characters, some old characters reoccurring in Season 9, Episode 3. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, Will and Grace fans? I am back. I am so happy to be back with my amazing panel. I know you all miss me. I know I miss you and you guys. So Season 9, Episode 3, Emergency Contact, Will and Grace. I am your host, Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. We're going to dive into the episode just as soon as these amazing folks give you their little intros.
Oh, we missed you.
I miss you guys.
Hey guys, I'm Nakia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Hey everybody, Crystal McLaughlin here. You can find me at all social media at Crystal823.
What's up guys, I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
I love you guys. I miss you so much. As you guys...
Hi, honey, we almost missed you too.
Thanks, Karen. Thanks. As I'm sure you guys are aware, we are on Facebook Live tonight. If you go to AfterBuzz TV, Facebook Live, that's where you will see us. Unfortunately, YouTube is giving us a little bit of a hard time, but we're hoping to fix that soon. Yeah. Before we dive into the episode, we do have a little word from our sponsor, so I'm going to shoot it over to Crystal. Crystal, take it away, my love.
Hey, guys. So the most instantly addictive new show of the fall is here. Wednesday nights on the CW, it's the can't-miss new series, Dynasty. Have you seen the original series? It's one of the most iconic shows of the 80s. The fashion and the fight scenes alone are legendary. The CW's version of Dynasty is getting major love from critics and viewers. You won't be able to get enough of the drama and surprises. It's from the producers of Gossip Girls and The OC, so you know it does not disappoint. The Carringtons are the family that have it all. Their business is literally taking over. And they'll do anything to get more. Blake Carrington rules this dynasty by all means necessary, including manipulating his own kids, Fallon and Stephen. Fallon Carrington is ready to take over the family business and the world, but she's in for a big surprise. Cue Crystal, her father's equally ambitious and gorgeous young fiancé. Get ready, the women of the show are bosses. They're not fighting for a man, they are fighting for a business and family. For the Carringtons, that's the same thing. Don't miss out on new episodes of Dynasty, Wednesday nights after Riverdale, only on the CW.
Ooh.
You got to check it out.
They have the spot right after Riverdale. Good job,
they
Dynasty.
Do. Oh, yes.
Get those.
And when it's a Gossip Girl, I have to tune
okay.
in.
Right?
And my mom named me after that show.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
Crystal
with an I.
That's yes. hilarious. Well, you have to watch Dynasty.
Yeah, now you got
I watched
to.
It already.
Oh, sorry. I'm late.
I know, we're all late. Back to Will and Grace, you guys. Let's dive right into the episode. Karen and Jack giving their infamous, iconic door entrances. What did you guys think about that?
Well, that reminded me of when I wasn't looking, I was listening, and I thought it was like a rewind of when Karen was introducing Jack with the magic show.
Yes.
And I was like, wait, is this the old Jack magic?
I remember that episode, yeah. What did you guys think of them? Are you glad that they brought it back?
Yes. I just love seeing Jack and Karen on screen. I love seeing them together. I love their chemistry. And it was I just feel like, what are we, the third episode in?
Oh, yes.
I literally have not stopped laughing.
Yeah.
Like, I know I keep saying 100%. That, and this is, I'm not forcing it, I'm not exaggerating. No. From the start of the show, like, from when she opens the door and she does the whole introduction for Jack, to the end of the show. So I loved seeing it.
Yes.
I love that they have love for each other, and they're so supportive. I mean, come on, you can't get enough of that,
I just love looking at Jack and Karen as a couple and just... Like, the show is called Will and Grace, and I don't think they've ever expected, if you guys watched the behind the scenes of this show, they never expected to have these two characters be so, like, have such a reaction with the fans.
Right.
And just seeing them and their chemistry, I feel like Megan Mullally and Sean Hayes have such chemistry on screen that, like, you can't deny that.
You can't. It's like, such amazing chemistry.
There's no faking that.
Yeah. No. So, Jack doesn't want to work.
What's new?
Story of my life.
Surprise, right?
I'm like, thank you, Jack.
Yes, Jack got a temp job, which is interesting because I was wondering how they were going to go about Jack's career after all the years had passed. Were you guys interested in how they because he's technically an adult, he can't be like this young twink anymore,
right now.
Who's living off of Will. How did you guys feel about
Karen.
This and Karen, of course. How did you guys feel about this job change?
I think it's funny.
I liked, you know, I like that they put the whole temp thing in, because, like, I know we always talk about the East Coast, West Coast thing, but it doesn't, I think mostly for the East Coast, like, I know some people, when you think of temp, you think of someone who's, like, 21, and they're just out of college, and they can't find a job. But what I love about New York City, there's no age expectancy in that city. Yeah. Like, you can party with a 60-year-old. You can temp at 60. And I knew people who were actually older who were temping. Mm-hmm. So I like that they put that in there, that, you know, Jack is out, he's trying to get a new job, and he has a temp job, and that's, like, the thing. Actually, that's the thing everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, there shouldn't be no shame in that. I mean, you're working, right?
Yeah. Like,
come on.
Right. I feel Jack. Yeah. I don't want to work either.
Yeah. Even though he's probably not going to have the job for a long time, because he's up for a dog commercial, but I don't think he got it.
Yeah. Right.
Just like the male courts on
Slab. He's like, maybe.
Well, maybe. Like, there's three people ahead.
Yeah. Have you ever, you know, basically in college, right, they put you in different classes so you can see if you like it or not. I think that's what a temp job is good for, right?
Yeah.
To see if you like something without the full commitment.
Well, that's why I think, that's why I love the fact that the writers gave Jack a temp job, because it is so Jack. Everything in Jack's life is temporary besides Will, Grace, and Karen.
Right.
Like, men, jobs, like, hobbies, like, everything is so temporary for Jack. So for him to become a temp, it's just,
like,
it's brilliant.
Like, I can see him being a temp. Like, I can't really see him doing anything else.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's great. So he'll be able to do different jobs.
Yeah.
And we'll get to see, like, the adventure of Jack his different temp jobs.
Yes. And we'll talk more about this first temp job that we see Jack in later on in the episode. But I have to ask, Sanders, do you dress up to go to the gynecologist?
Sometimes.
So, guys, Grace dresses Grace up to go to the gynecologist. She looked great.
Yes.
Do you ladies do? Is that a thing?
I do. Yeah. I swear to God. And I'll tell you why. My grandmother used to always tell me, people will treat you better if you're dressed up nicely.
Even your gynecologist?
Yes.
Doctors, okay, I'm going to take it a step further. Do you guys, like, get a Brazilian wax? Is that a thing?
It is.
Kids, like, oh, we're going there.
We have to.
You know what it is? You know, when you go to the gynecologist, it's really personal.
Yeah.
And there's somebody in your personal space, woman or man, it doesn't matter, someone's there. And I always think about the other party. I'm like, do they want to see a hot mess? No, so I usually take care of it before I go to the gynecologist. And sometimes I know a lot of women, we get dressed up because, well, there's a lot of men doctors, and when they're there, it's a little uncomfortable. So sometimes you want to look a little cute and presentable because they're seeing your lady part.
Can I say something about that, though? Anytime I have done that, groomed myself, I swear to God, I have been reprimanded by doctors.
Really?
Because they're like, you can get an infection, this and that.
They do that.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, please, but it looks great. Thank you. They're like, do you know if you have pubic hair, it will save you from all the diseases? I'm like, yeah, but.
Well, speaking of lady parts, I learned a new term tonight, a platinum star gauge. Did you guys know what this was?
Yes.
No. I did not know. So, guys,
I knew gold star, but not platinum.
Right. Yeah. I did not know. I knew gold star. I did not know about platinum. Apparently, platinum is when a gay man has been, has never been with a woman and then birthed through a C-section. If we're going to go on a personal level, just like you ladies have, I'm a gold star gay, unfortunately. Actually, I've been with a woman too before. So.
I was like, you're not gold star.
Gold star.
You're not gold star.
God. Oh, God. What am I? I am having an identity crisis. You guys don't know what I am.
You're like a blue star. I don't know.
Blue?
I don't know.
Can I be silver?
You
star?
Silver.
Yeah, you're silver.
Silver. Sanders, Rose, come on. Gold. Confessional time. Do you want to say?
Well, I'm definitely gold.
Okay.
I might be platinum because I probably covered my face. Not really sure, but yeah, I'm gold. I don't touch the vagine.
The ladies?
Yeah. I think one of the criticisms that the show has gotten that I saw over the last few weeks was the first episode, they were trying to, like, be really current with, you know, the whole Grindr and bringing up, like, current things that are part of pop culture society. And a lot of people didn't like that. They were like, they hit it a little too over the head. I feel like they're finding their groove a little bit more.
Yeah.
So they're introducing these little kind of pop culture references, like these sayings.
And Obamacare.
Right. But it's not, like, overwhelming now.
That's like, because Gold Star, that's something that's been around since forever. So
right.
I like that they used that and they placed that. Oh, that's sad that people didn't really...
Yeah, they didn't like... I mean, I can understand. They were saying that in the political
political. They were like, we're hoping it doesn't get too political.
Yeah.
Right. So they are straying away from that, yeah, which I'm fine with. I mean, it was a great episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of recurring characters, before we get to the big one, I have to bring up, because me and Sandra are watching, and when she came on the screen, Sheila from the sperm bank episode, when Grace goes to get a sperm to go get whatever she's going to get done, IVF, whatever the hell it was.
whatever those ladies.
Whatever the hell. But yeah, they were talking about names, and she says, I think Grace, Will says, what about Sheila? And Grace says, no, that's a whore's name. And she's like, well, that's my name. And they brought her back, you guys. I love her.
I know.
I love that they're bringing people back. I love that they're like throwing people in. Same thing with the last episode where we found the lady who was Karen's new maid, but she was. I love that. And I hope that they actually continue to do that. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's fun for the fans, because then the fans, you get to pick your brain a little bit and be like, wait, wasn't that the person from season three or this episode?
And you don't have to technically know that she was from past season, because it was still good enough to know, like, just watch as a first timer, which I'm not a first time watcher, but I'm sure the first time watcher got something out of it.
Yeah.
But it'll drive them to be like, oh, like, I hear chatter that she was on before. Let me go watch the whole thing again. Exactly. It's great to.
And those writers are good.
Yeah. It's nostalgic, right? You think back and you're like, oh, I remember this person from this episode, and this is what they did. Oh, it's great they're back on. Yeah.
So far. No, I completely agree with both of you. I think that people who, the new generations, will go back and watch it because they'll be like, oh, there's all this buzz about this recurring character. Where was she before?
Right.
To go back and watch. On a serious note, I do love how the writers balance these light situations with these heavy situations and making heavy situations lighter.
Yeah.
In terms of this episode, Grace had to have a biopsy on her left breast.
The big one.
Kind of hinting at breast cancer. Now, I don't know if you guys are like have anybody in your life that has been affected by breast cancer, but it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
It is.
So if you guys feel like you should donate or anything like that, definitely go to any Google breast cancer. You guys, there's a lot of foundations out there that you can donate to. Just had to bring that up because my fiance's mother unfortunately passed away from triple negative breast cancer. I don't know. Have you guys had unfortunate experiences?
Yes. Breast cancer runs in my family.
Cancer
runs all over my family. I actually had a scare in high school, which is
weird.
That's how hard it runs in my family. Yeah. I had a benign tumor in my left breast. That's why I started laughing. But I was 15, and thank God it was benign. But it runs all in my family. Like, grandmother passed away, cousin passed away.
Wow.
Cancer is just, thank God it's not contagious.
Are you doing your screening?
Yes. I remember when I was a little girl, this is so random, but my great-grandmother, who actually just passed, she used to always say, check your breast, check your breast, check your breast. And as a little kid, you're like, what are you talking about? Why do I have to keep feeling my boobs? And she would always say, check your breast.
Yeah.
Then when I had the scare and I had to get surgery, I'm like, I know what she means. And I actually just went to the doctors and she taught me how to redo it again. Because, you know, sometimes as women, you're like, what am I feeling?
Yeah.
It's a lot of tissue. So
of course.
I think it's very important. And like you said, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month and cancer in general. It was just horrible.
Absolutely. I had a friend whose mom had it as well, and that was really hard on the entire family.
Yeah.
I mean, gosh, there's nothing that you can do except for be there for them and hope, you know, whatever choice they make, you know, whatever, you know, because some are more extreme than others, you know, you got to get surgery or whatnot. So
And anybody out there who's dealing with it right now, you guys, we're here to make you laugh. So there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. Will and Grace, I love, like I said, how they make light of such situations. But it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so I did have to bring that up because of this episode. Jack's temp job, let's get back to that really quick. He's a pianist for an after school
job. Pianist.
God, you're so immature, Sanders.
Pianist.
He's a pianist for an after school drama class, and he didn't get the commercial.
Oh, pickles.
Which, were we surprised?
No.
He's a star. Like, how dare he not?
He's an actor.
A platinum star.
A platinum star, yes. So he doesn't get the commercial, and he's kind of taking it out on these kids.
Yeah.
I mean, really is. How did you guys like this scene and seeing Karen and Jack, I mean, Jack and Karen interact with children?
I loved it because you take two of the most unlikely people that would be around children or would have children.
Wait, I have to correct you right there. Jack does have his son, Elliot. We forgot.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Elliot, you better show up. So, I just had to jump that in.
Thank you. But, like, from first thought, two of the like the most unlikely people that I wouldn't trust my child with, Jack or Karen, to babysit, especially little kids like that. So I loved seeing that scene, and especially Karen bonding with who she first thought was Tasha. An adult, baby Tasha. And but I thought it was awesome because I think that maybe Jack got a learning experience with working with the kids, and I think it was something different because he didn't want to be there at first.
Yeah,
he was like, no, I got this. I'm about to get this audition. I'm about to get this commercial. So I thought it was really cute, and I love that they brought the kids in.
Yeah,
I thought it was an adorable little
moment.
Segment.
Yeah,
segment.
Yeah.
I like that he was, you know, telling this kid, you know, you just have to do it. You just have to go in there and do it. And then the kid does a fantastic job, and then he takes all credit. I'm an incredible teacher.
Of course.
Which is great.
Aren't those words to live by, though, you guys? I mean, yeah. Jack might be a little aloof at times, all the time. but you just have to do it.
Yeah.
If you want to do something, do it.
Absolutely. Life That's is why too we're short. Here.
Right.
That's why we're here.
Right.
Absolutely. YOLO.
And look at how amazing we are. Yeah. Not to toot our own horns. taking a step back really quick, because I did leave something out, a major part. Hello. Because I'm such a bad host. Leo is back.
Leo.
So the title of the episode is called Emergency Contact. Grace's emergency contact was still Leo because Karen. That's all that needs to be said about that. Were you guys surprised to see Leo? We heard that he was going to be back, but were you surprised that he came in the door?
No, because I know that he's going to be back, but I think it would be a great way to bring him in. Mm-hmm. And I love how they went to the line of flirting with the fact that there might be a door a few seasons later that he might come back, but I want to see Grace with a lot of men.
Yes.
Gay men, bisexual men.
Yes.
Every man.
I think Grace is all enough of gay men. Crystal, what do you think of Leo being back?
I think it's great.
Yeah.
You know, I loved the whole scene, how he told her that she took his heart.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it was in her bag. And even how she ended it, what did she say? You know, when she left, she was like, I got the last say, or
the last word.
You know, I thought it was a really funny and not cheesy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? That was, like, the whole point. It was like, okay, she's going to go in there, and he's going to kiss her, and they're going to, like, leave together. No, it's like, okay, we had our moment. It didn't work. We still love each other, but we're not in love with each other.
Yeah.
And let's live our own lives.
Here's one of the things about Leo and Grace, because they did bring it up this episode, and Grace feels like Leo blames her relationship with Will for ending their marriage. And if you guys have watched the last season, Will and Grace are very close, and any man going into either of their lives, because Will did bring up Vince in this episode as well, would feel secondary or like a backseat character. Do you guys think that that's the case?
100%.
Really?
Yeah, like, of course, like, Leo didn't really have a chance. Like, sorry, but it was always the Will. Like, Will was always number one, and I think that since he couldn't fully, he kind of fully accepted it, but he knew in the back of his head,
right,
he probably had, like, a little thing in his head. It's like, oh, this might not work, so that's probably what played him at the end.
Yeah. I just think that it's unfair to blame it all on Will, especially because, and they bring it up in the episode, because, you know, Leo cheated. And when you cheat on somebody, it is very hard to get over.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to personals, because I feel like this is a very personal show, and we should feel comfortable with each other.
Open up, boo.
Have you guys ever been cheated on, and were you able to work through it?
Yes.
Crystal, you don't have to answer if you don't want to. I know that that's very personal, you guys.
No, I just was like, let me see. Like,
why are you asking?
No, it was more of like, oh my God, of course I have. Yeah. Like, are you kidding? God, young relationships.
Yeah.
Yes and yes. Only because one thing that I've learned, but it's all a learning experience.
Yeah.
Not yes at first. One thing I learned and I'm still learning is you have to kind of get over things so you can heal.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to forget what happened, but you definitely have to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely been cheated on. I feel like everyone's been cheated on.
Yeah.
And there's been times with the person that cheated on me wanted to work it out. And of course you have that thing in the back of your mind. And I'm the type of person where it's like, no, I'm good.
Once I still a cheater, love you, always a cheater.
I still love you, always. But we're good. Because I feel like, why even put myself through it? Because now I'm going to traumatize myself and I'm going to be thinking about you cheating on me all the time. So I'm good. I just want to say Harry Connick Jr. looked so good. good.
He looks really good.
And I just want to, I love that Grace did the whole New Orleans accent thing. Because I love when his accent pops up here and there. But I just wanted to say he looked
I always see him in the media. He's always
He's a daddy.
Yes. And he's always like playing in his band. Mm-hmm. And he's always doing something.
Like, when he was on American Idol, I was like, and then I got used to it because he looks really good. Yeah. But he looks so fine.
He looks great. He's been out of his life a little
Calm down.
Tell your lady parts to calm down.
Having a moment.
I think one of my favorite moments of the episode was the whole Princess Diana thing. Because I don't know if you guys have noticed, but on HBO, they're doing like all these specials about Princess Diana because it's been, what, 20 years since she's passed?
I've watched them all.
So have I. So when Gene is talking about Princess Diana is Leo and Camilla is Will and Charles is Grace, I was like, yes, Camilla. Oh my God, scandalous. What did you guys think of that analogy? Do you guys think that that was appropriate for that relationship? I don't know if you guys know the whole backstory behind like Princess and Camilla. Yeah. Okay, she, you do. Okay, great. So do you think it was appropriate?
No, because I don't see Will being the Camilla. Because from what I know about Camilla, Charles and Camilla were a thing before Diana, and they really loved each other. But what I also learned is while he was married to Diana, Camilla was kind of like, "Hey, boo," and wasn't kind of respecting their relationship. But I don't think Will was doing that purposely to Grace and Leo.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't call him the Camilla.
Okay.
Yeah. No shade. I love the whole... I feel like I'm part of the family. And I didn't family.
Yeah. And then I didn't like how Leo blamed her. Mm. Right? He's like, oh, no, it was you. You were the reason. It wasn't Will. And then he says that he found out... What I didn't like was he was like pointing it towards her. And then he says... towards the end, I already knew you didn't have cancer. I asked Will. So it was like, oh, wait a second. Will's okay only when it's convenient for you. I was like, no, that's not cool.
That's a good point. I'm glad you bring that up. Sanders, what you think about?
I'm sorry, but yes, it is Will and Grace's fault. I'm on Team Leo right now because...
You are?
Yes,
because... I never thought you would be.
No, I'm sorry, but... sometimes when you enter a relationship with someone, that friend needs to know... Yo, take a step back out of respect. Mm. And I don't feel like Will really took that step back because he didn't. He was having his own problems.
Yeah.
So, That's true. I think they were too dependent on each other.
Yeah.
Like, I love their chemistry, but as of morals and, like, reality, it's like, step back, dude. Yeah. Like, if I was Leo, I would be pissed, too.
Yeah.
And I guess that's why it makes sense that he blames Grace, because she would be the one that would have to put the line down, right? You always change my mind, damn it.
That's a good point. You can't blame Grace to an extent, because, like you said, she would have had to been like, Will, take a step back. This is my marriage. You're interfering with my marriage. Like, I love you, but...
Right.
Take back up.
This is my love.
But
my
that never happened.
Yeah.
But never happened. And did Leo ever communicate that? It's like, we're so quick to blame people, but it's like, did we ever communicate? Did we ever sit? I mean, I know they went to therapy, but it's like, did you ever say to me? I feel like if you would have sat me down and would have said, you know what? You and Will are doing way too much. This needs to be about us. And then if she didn't get the point, then I would be like, all right, you've done a horrible job as a wife.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's so funny because today I was on Instagram and a friend of mine had posted a thing. My friend Yuvi had posted something about love and how like people are just like saying they're in love with somebody and they are like have this one person in their life and they're always, oh, I love you and this and that and this and that. And then they break up and it's like a new person. All of a sudden, that's the love of your life. And you know, so it's like, what is love? I mean...
Baby, don't hurt me.
Yeah.
Well, these days, relationships don't really last that long because we are so used to wanting something new change it up. If there's a problem, I don't think as a society, as a new generation, we are dedicated to go through the problems because people don't want to admit that every relationship has problems. Yes. You jump into a new one, new problem that you're going to have to live with your whole life. So you get over it and stay with that person and be a little bit miserable because you won't clean the dishes. Or... you leave.
Which is interesting, and I'm glad that you guys bring this up, because it is a really interesting topic to discuss, because we're on Facebook Live, and I don't know if you guys have noticed, but a lot of my friends on my Facebook feed do post a lot of their personal stuff.
It's a journal, child.
On Facebook, and it's like, are you craving attention?
Yep.
It's like, you post, like you said, Crystal, all about love, 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 and then something happens, and all of a sudden it's like, love doesn't exist, love doesn't exist, love doesn't exist. You're like, dude, like, pick a lane. Like, maybe you... How do you guys feel about posting certain things on Facebook? Do you think that there are certain things that you shouldn't?
100%.
I hate oversharing, yes. And I hate people who do it. You know who you are.
I hate it. You do know who you are.
And you know what's great? I love that Facebook has Facebook memories, because there's stuff that pops up when I posted things from college, and I hate myself because I'm like, Jesus. Because I used to like overshare in college, and I'm happy that now as an adult I can look back. But I wish that there was someone that was like, little girl, get off the internet. But I just hate when people do the whole relationship thing. Like, there was someone recently, I hope she is watching this. Oh. She was posting beef with her partner, and they were beefing, I hate you. But then they got back together, and it made me upset. Sorry.
It's okay.
I think we've all been there. I think we've all done it. We've had those shady Facebook moments.
Yeah, definitely.
I guess shame you could queen. Say, like, Facebook makes you grow. Right? Because you're looking back.
I look at all my memories every day. I'm like, oh my gosh, why did I put that picture? Oh, no.
But is it still a thing where people get offended that you don't put in you're in a relationship on Facebook?
It's stupid.
People still do get offended.
Is it still like the MySpace, I'm not in your top three thing?
Someone stopped being my friend because of MySpace.
I think that Facebook official is still a thing.
It is.
Yeah. You know what? I've never, ever, 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 and I'm sure anyone that knows me can vouch for this, mm-hmm. I have never ever posted anything about any type of relationship.
That's good. Yeah.
Because I feel like then that gives room for people to meddle in the middle.
Yeah, of course.
And have an opinion. And it's like, why? It's not your relationship. It's mine.
Exactly.
No, I've certainly been guilty of posting something personal on Facebook. Then I had to go back and take it off because then my family, who are obviously my Facebook friends, are like, no. And I'm like, okay, you're right. I should probably take that down. I'm surprised that maybe they'll delve into that in Will and Grace this episode about social media and how it impacts society. Mm-hmm. But I just had to bring that up because I thought it was really fascinating with the whole cheating thing and then social media with cheating. I mean, don't forget Will and Grace was almost 9 years ago and social media wasn't as powerful as it was back then. So I just had to like see where our viewers and where you guys gauged on that.
Yeah.
Back to the episode with Karen and Jack. Karen is treating this girl, Tasha, like she's a 30-year-old woman. But once again, the writers have this really interesting way of making heavy situations light. And this just happens to the situation that I'm talking about is, a little girl becoming a woman. I'm trying to put it very delicately.
I'm trying not to make a very inappropriate joke.
I'm trying not to be very inappropriate. How did you guys as women feel about that moment?
Man, when you're that age, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because your whole life, you have women in your family telling you, you're going to be a woman when it happens, mm-hmm. and you don't know what to expect. Then when it comes, your family embarrasses you. I got mine at a really young age. I got mine the day I got my glasses, which is double embarrassing. Ooh. Ooh. I was in the sixth grade.
Damn. But you never able to see it twice.
I was going to say, but before I got my period, my cousin at the time worked at the library, so she gave me a period book. Oh. So I was always prepared, but you're never really prepared. And it's embarrassing because when you're 12, 13, you don't know what it's like to be a woman. You don't like those words. And when your family calls the aunts and the cousins, it's so, I was embarrassed.
Yeah,
I got one up on you, Nakia.
What?
Let's hear it.
I got
guys. So sorry to interrupt you. Brianna, our lovely engineer, is going to weigh in on the period talk.
Sorry, I had to just because my story's terrible. I was much older when I got. I was 15, 16 when I got mine.
Ooh, wow, late bloomer.
And I got it at cheerleading practice.
You poor thing.
And had, like, you know, luckily there was no gross factor to it, but it was a whole lot of, like, 16 girls gathering around me telling me, like, oh my god, you're so cute, oh my god, little girl's becoming a woman.
That's very carry.
I'm like, at least I didn't say plug it up and throw tampons at you, Brianna.
I would die.
That
would
have been
luckily you weren't, like, thrown in the air.
Right. Sorry.
Oh, that's the worst.
I feel like even as a grown woman, it's still embarrassing. I feel like there's no age that we're like those commercials, like, yeah, period. It's like, no.
I'm going to wear white pants today.
I'm that's not a cute thing.
You hide the thing.
You're dying from cramps. So that's why I thought it was really cute that, like, you know, Tasha, little Tasha said she doesn't have her mom. She was with her dad and brothers. And it's, you know, dads are like, ew.
Yeah.
So I thought it was cute that Karen became the mother figure at this moment.
Did you guys know what it was when Tasha was talking about she had to go to the doctor? Because I didn't.
Me either.
I was like, what is she? Is she?
When she said, I should have to go to the doctor and I live with my dad and my brother. I'm like, her period. But I think that's because we're girls.
Yeah.
And
that's
already
what
knew.
I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that poor baby got her period. Because that's it. Especially with a dad, you don't want to. It's too much. You don't want to talk to that about your dad, and she's, what, 12, 13? Yeah. It's super embarrassing. So
I loved how Karen brought up her own story about how her mom gave everyone scotch except for her. And that's what she was upset about. It wasn't the period, people. It was the fact that she got no scotch at 12 years old.
Do you know what I absolutely love about that? Yeah, of course. Do you know what I absolutely love about that? Is the fact that we got a little bit of Karen's backstory. Yes. And we hadn't ever gotten that before. No. Like, Karen's probably an alcoholic because of her mother.
Yeah.
Which is
who is dating horrible guys.
Well, luckily Karen didn't fall that route.
Right.
Jack does. Or maybe the guys are dating horrible Jack. What's interesting about Karen, though, is that she was a mother figure, like you said, Kia, mm-hmm. to Tasha, but she was never like that in past seasons to Mason or Olivia, her stepkids. She was actually really terrible to them.
Yeah. Yes.
That's why I was surprised that she was like really caring toward this girl.
Yeah.
I love that she thought she was an adult. She's I was going to say Molly. Karen! I think because, you know, I think maybe for Karen with the whole stepkids, maybe it was, you know, she married a man, had kids, and maybe it was something that she really didn't want, but this moment was just like a little girl who kind of was asking for the love, kind of, and I feel like
really
they both had adorable chemistry where they would go back and forth with each other with the cute words, and Karen was just like, you know what? I got you. Let me share a story with you and talk to you. That's why I think it was a really good moment for Karen.
And I liked how the girl says to her, oh, so you're not really mean. And then Karen's like, mind your business. I mean, and then touches her nose. So that was really endearing and sweet.
And I have to bring up the diversity, which I love in the show.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, I just love how it's just so, like, the kids in the circle was like just every race.
I love it. They were in the Bronx.
Okay. Yeah, in the Bronx. What's Karen doing in the Bronx?
Right.
They should have been like, oh, what the hell? Again.
That's how strong she didn't make like a big thing.
Yeah.
We need to get that little kid on here, the one that was singing. Ben, he was amazing.
Oh, Jordan. Aww.
Yeah.
Jordan.
He gave me chills.
He was great. He was great.
Yeah. Come on
Jordan,
our show.
Jordan, the actor who played Jordan, if you're watching, if you want to come on our show, we'd love to have you.
Sound just like baby Michael Jackson.
Oh my
gosh. Yes, he sounded so great. Back to Leo. I know we talked about it a little bit. I just have to ask you guys this. Did you think that this was the last time we're going to see Leo? Do you think that this was the show closing out his character?
No.
No, definitely not.
You don't think so?
I think he's going to be back probably in
later.
Every drop in, maybe they might run into each other at a coffee shop, they might run into each other somewhere else, but I don't think it's going to be a constant every single episode.
Right. That's interesting. I don't think that he's going to be back.
You don't?
No, I think that this was, feel like their kiss was a goodbye kiss. I feel like Harry Connick Jr. is maybe like a one time
character. He's going to go make that American Idol money.
Yeah.
He's coming back.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm out, but I don't think he's going to make a reappearance.
I'm kind of like with a goodbye. Sanders, where I feel like Griggs is going to date a lot of guys, and he may just pop up. Hmm. I think I would just love to see him.
Crystal, what do you think?
Yeah, I think he's going to pop up too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if he does, I hope so. I mean, if he does,
great. You stick with y'all.
I'm sticking with mine. I think that he's not going to show up. You guys, let's dive into our favorite lines of the episodes, and then we'll close out. Let's do that.
Favorite lines of the episode.
Favorite line or moment of the episode.
Oh, I've got mine. I love when he, when Jack was saying, performance anxiety was date night for Will. Yeah.
That's a good one.
That was funny.
I just love the connection that Karen had with the kid, with the girl, and it was just like their moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cute. My favorite moment is when Grace is telling Will that she felt like, well, Leo thought that they were too close, but as she's talking, he's taking the strawberry ice cream from her teeth, and she sucks his finger. I'm like, I feel like that was something I would do.
Yes, very inappropriate. I feel like mine is appropriate to close out the show because it was when Karen said, hasta la homos.
Yes.
So on that note, you guys, that was our Will and Grace episode 3, Emergency Contact. Guys, where can they find you?
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom, and this is Nikia Monet.
You can find me at Crystal823 on all social media, and my name is Crystal McLaughlin.
I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I Am Timothy Mike. Tune in next Thursday at 7, around 7:15. We'll see you then.
Awesome. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.